Hare Krishna. Thank you, Palika Mataji, always organizing such historical events. Thank you, Radha Krishna Prabhu, for being such a historical person. And I thank all of you for your devoted service for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and all of the devotees. Each and every one of you assists in providing the malas, the garlands for all of the deities. It is the greatest blessing when we have the opportunity to serve. Whatever service is done on the altar for the deities is done on behalf of the entire community. When the pujari is offering arti, it's just not that person offering the arti. Pujari is on behalf of the entire community offering that arti to Krishna. And similarly, every garland that is being made, you are making on behalf of your guru and all of the Vaishnavas. So this is a very special and exalted role that we play. Krishna has showed us in the scriptures how pleased he is, how overwhelmed with love he is when any offering is made with devotion. And this is especially illustrated through the offerings of garlands. One example out of limitless examples is Krishna's first day in Mathura. He went to the garland maker, Sudama. Sudama was not a rich person. He just grew flowers and collected flowers and made garlands with flowers. And when Krishna and Balaram and some of their friends, the gopas, came to his little shop, Sudama offered the best garland he had to Krishna and the best garland he had to Balaram. Offered practically every garland he had to Krishna's friends. And Krishna was so happy. Krishna gave him benediction that in this life, every desire you have will be fulfilled, and you will always be happy, and you will have all prosperity that you require, and you'll be liberated with happiness in this life, and after this life you will go back home, back to God. And such a benediction came just by giving Krishna a garland with devotion. Srimati Radharani at Kusum Sarovar, she would collect flowers to make garlands for Krishna. And she would offer them to Krishna at Radha Kund. And this pastimes of Radha Kund is considered the most intimate, the most elevated of all the pastimes of Vrindavan. So Srimati Radharani, the most exalted of all devotees, the Ladini Shakti herself, the supreme, most worshipable of all personalities, she gives Krishna the greatest joy and feels the greatest joy just collecting flowers and making garlands. Somehow or other at Radha Gopinath's temple, you have all been given this service. Please make your garlands for Krishna with devotion. Krishna will be happy, and you will be happy. And through this beautiful, happy transition, you can make the whole community and the whole world happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for spending some time with us, giving us your valuable time. In spite of such a hectic schedule, you have been so kind enough to be with us. After being with such dignitaries as President of Nations, Heads of State, Bank Managers and so on, you have taken out some time to be with us. It just shows your greatness. You will never know how happy all of us are that you are with us today. And we thank you very much for giving us this service. And the service becomes even more joyful because the flowers now come from Govardhan Eco Village. The GBV project is a wonderful project. And we were so happy to be there. And the Shad Goswami temples and the other things are almost a replica of the original Vrindavan. In fact, when I went to Keshi Ghat, I suddenly felt I was in Vrindavan, and I spontaneously removed my specs, thinking the monkeys will come and snatch myself. But no such thing happened. Fortunately, there were no monkeys there. It's a wonderful project. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada must be smiling because his dream has come true today. Thank you, Maharaj, for everything. Rupa Goswami says there should be an exchange of gifts. So Mataji would like to give you something, a small token. Please accept it and also join us for lunch. And we all wish you a very happy, very, very happy Krishna conscious birthday and a very happy Krishna conscious new year. Thank you, Maharaj, once again for being with us.